102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that support, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX family. And today we're sitting down with the Salvation Army. Please welcome Lieutenant Colonel Cindy Foley, the Divisional Leader for the Salvation Army Golden State Division.
Thank you for having us.
Do I call you Lieutenant Colonel? Do I call you Cindy? Or what do I call you?
Oh, you know, Colonel Cindy's great.
Colonel Cindy, I love it. Well, I think I interviewed you around the holidays last year, so it's nice to have you back after the red kettles have stopped ringing to get an idea of where some of that money from those pots ends up here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
You know, it may be easy for people to think that when the red kettle's not in front of your favorite store that the Salvation Army's gone, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Most people don't realize the Salvation Army is helping people 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. The Salvation Army is there for people in need and also for emergency situations.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at the money that actually goes into those pots, into those kettles, since it was just not too long ago that we had the holidays and the Salvation Army was on so many corners. So where does that money go?
Well, the money you put into a red kettle or send to give online or send in a check in the mail, interestingly enough, 82.5% of every dollar given to the Salvation Army goes in direct service to individuals. Mm-hmm. So having an 18% administrative overhead charge is one of the lowest of any major nonprofit organization in the United States. Although we appreciated the recent support of so many citizens in the North Bay fires, a gift given for a disaster, 100% of a disaster gift goes actually right to that, whether it's a disaster here or people supported us with the hurricanes in the South or even disasters that happen overseas.
So there's a great need for continued contribution here in the Bay Area.
Correct. Besides the extra work the Salvation Army does in time of disaster, you know, it's important for people to realize that we are here every day of the year. Every night when you go home to your apartment or to your home, you may not realize that 600 people are sleeping under a Salvation Army roof. These are people who might be chronically homeless, families where someone has lost a job, people whose lives have been interrupted by addiction and find themselves without home, without job, without food. In San Francisco alone, 600 sleep in a Salvation Army facility, and in the greater Bay Area, it's over 1,000 people every night.
Let's look at some of the programs that Salvation Army offers. I think there's probably a lot of people who are so familiar with the name, but are probably unfamiliar with the services. So let's give them a basic breakdown.
Here in San Francisco, we provide Monday to Friday. We have caseworkers in a variety of locations across the city who are helping people in crisis. You may need food for your family that day. You may need a reference to a drug and alcohol program. You may need assistance with a legal problem or childcare for your families or other issues, and our case managers can help you either by services we provide, utility assistance through the Reacher program, or we can help you to network with the right organization that can help you. So we do casework. We have two different alcohol and drug recovery programs that are available for no cost. Those programs service adult men and adult women, and we have one program that can provide emergency assistance for families. That, again, that is available at no cost, and we have two different programs that provide that. We also offer a detox program. If individuals who are looking into getting recovery care, whether you're going to do that with us or another facility, there are very few detox programs in the city, and many people need help getting through those first couple of days before they can take those first steps into sober living. Again, whether they do that on their own or at a facility. So we offer a detox facility for both men and women to help people safely get through those first 2 days and hope on to sober living. We work with several other organizations, Ideal Restoration, the Golden State Warriors, Wells Fargo, UPS, and other businesses in town on job employment training and job placement. So we do have job fairs throughout the year that we help people in our own programs and other people in the community to find work and to find job training. We have after-school programs in the Tenderloin, in Chinatown, and in the Mission area. And we provide character-building programs, which is summer camp and after-school activities and family enrichment activities in six different locations in the greater San Francisco area. And when you look across the whole Bay Area, we have several other addiction treatment facilities. We have four different facilities for transitional living. So families who've maybe gotten out of a program but need support for 6 months to 2 years until they can save up enough money or find the right job or get into the position where they can get a lease again. Maybe they need help on their credit history or something else that's preventing them from getting permanent housing. So throughout the greater Bay Area, we have a number of transitional housing programs and other specialty programs for veterans, for emancipated youth, and for chronically homeless individuals. Mm. If you're in need or you know someone in need, always encourage them to call the Salvation Army, because if we don't have that program that can help you, we know who does.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say, was somebody who is listening right now who may themselves or somebody in their family or somebody they know who might benefit from some of these programs. The best way for them to participate, you can call 415-553-3500. The website is salvationarmybayarea.org. But you do have caseworkers that go to the people as well.
Most of our programs, you would call the local Salvation Army closer to you. You can go online. It's very easy. Go to the website. It'll give you the closest Salvation Army address and telephone number to you. And call them. Let us know what your problem is, and we'll see how we can help you or direct you to the organization that could help you the best.
And in this new year of 2018, what are some of your most immediate needs, and what are some new needs that you're seeing?
Well, obviously, in the greater Bay Area, what we hear every day is the chronic homelessness. People, not only people who've been chronically homeless for a number of years, which we do serve through outreach and a variety of other programs, but also people who have something happened in their life and life was going smoothly, and suddenly they find they are one paycheck away from being homeless, or their building is being turned around and repurposed. Just to give you an example, we recently celebrated a wonderful story with a man and his 4-year-old son. They came to us. In this case, addiction played a part in their family life. So it's a single father with one child. And he came in and did do detox with us, did do our program, went into transitional living, sharpened his job skills, and was able to save money and work on some of his other life skills while we provided childcare for his son. And 3 months ago, he was able to find the dream job that he's always wanted. Our staff was able to help him to locate a lease, an apartment in a safe neighborhood that he can easily afford. And we assisted them in the move. And one of the great things about this story is the young son just loved the Golden State Warriors, and they're one of our partners. In fact, when I went to visit them once in our transitional living facility and went into the childcare center, there's this cute little Warriors backpack with the Steph Curry number 30 on the back. And I always knew that's his backpack. In fact, the funny story was when they moved and getting all your things out, they actually forgot that backpack. And when I walked into the facility, I knew exactly who that belonged to. And we were able to get that back to him and then celebrate when we did our kettle kickoff in November with the Golden State Warriors and had 100 of the kids of our programs right there on the floor with the Warriors, who was also right there in the stands and got to be actually courtside during warm-up. Our little 4-year-old, who's, you know, now has his own room, has his own toys, is going to preschool. So we were able to be with that family for several years to take them from homelessness, put them through a program, give them safe care, and then hand them off carefully. And we still check in with them. We're still there making sure things are okay. And they're still part of the Salvation Army, even though they're living independent lives. We also recently had a great chance to participate in a volunteer opportunity with one of our other program graduates. This is a woman in her mid-50s. She met the Salvation Army about 6 years ago through a domestic violence situation. And in working through her issues and providing her, again, access to some legal assistance to help with a lease problem and then food at different times in the early days. She also participated in a job training program that's enabled her to keep her home life stable, because one of her adult children and two of her grandchildren do live with her. We're now at year 7, and she's not only still, you know, working, providing for herself and her family, but she's now one of our most active volunteers. And she acts as a mentor to other younger women who are having difficulties in life, just encouraging them and providing support as an older woman in the community, and volunteering regularly with the Salvation Army and actually with one of our other program partners to just tell people that even on that darkest day, when you feel like nothing could possibly go right for you, There are people who love you. The Salvation Army is there. There are other agencies that can help you. And it's so wonderful to have, again, the people who benefited from our programs walk alongside us. They are part of the Salvation Army. It's lovely to see the Army expand across the Bay Area as we continue to help more people. It's up to about 900,000 individuals a year in the greater Bay Area to give them hope, to give them a hand up, and to walk alongside them as they enter into life. It could be sober living. It could be solid employment. It could be a broken family that just needed support or affordable childcare for their children after school, or even families who maybe on their own couldn't afford a summer camp experience or a scouting activity or music lessons in the Tenderloin. There's a variety of programs the Salvation Army provides. And, you know, we're always here to, again, to fight for good. A $100 donation will actually help us feed a family of four, three meals a day for 4 days. A donation of $150 can help us provide an after-school meal to 150 children in our programs. Again, 82.5% of every dollar given to the Salvation Army goes in direct support to individuals in need. If you're interested in volunteering and you'd like to know more about our programs or what's located close to you, go to our website at salvationarmybayarea.org. There's a button right there to inquire about volunteering. You can help us ongoing to sort toys, to sign up already to ring the bell next Christmas. But you can also do things one time. Maybe you have a passion for art or music or engineering or something, and you'd like to even share that one time. We'd like to talk to you to see about how you can contribute your experience, your gifts, and your passions to help somebody else in need.
The Salvation Army serving the Bay Area and serving nationwide. This is Sterling James. I'm talking with Lieutenant Colonel Cindy Foley. She's the divisional leader for the Salvation Army, Golden State Division. You can get more details at salvationarmybayarea.org. You serve locally. You serve nationally. But let's talk about how you really focus on making sure that the money stays here locally.
Any gift given to the Salvation Army in the Bay Area is going to stay right here in the Bay Area, helping our families and individuals in need. People don't realize that it's not just the people that you see on the street or maybe begging for money on the corner that are in need. Many people are suffering in silence behind a closed door, and the Salvation Army is there for them. Your neighbor may be the person that's going to make that next call to the Salvation Army. So whatever you can do to support us by giving a financial contribution, by volunteering your time, by bringing the support of your business or your corporation, again, through a grant, through volunteering, you're joining the Salvation Army's efforts to fight for good, to make the Bay Area the place we all want to live in, to provide activities and food and shelter for people in need, and to help that neighbor who may be suffering in silence, but is going to be helped when they call the Salvation Army. So whether you have a need or you know somebody in need, encourage them to call the Salvation Army. Our number is 415-553-3500. We can network you to the people that you need, or go online, learn more about our programs in your neighborhood, and see how you can get involved as a volunteer or by giving a contribution. Again, your time invested in the Salvation Army will improve our community, and your financial support will stay right here helping your neighbors in need.
So good to have you back. Lieutenant Colonel Cindy Foley, Divisional Leader for the Salvation Army, Golden State Division. Many blessings. Thank you. You have KBLX family support always.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, and we appreciate your support.
Happy New Year. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.